You're listening to an episode of the Abigail Pugh podcast with, you guessed it, Abigail Pugh. I'm an introverted mama who took my online business from 0 to 7 figures in 15 months selling my own digital products on social media. And guess what? I did it all with my 3-year-old daughter no less than 3 feet away from me at all times. Now I'm bringing you everything I've learned about building a wildly profitable online business that supports your life while allowing you to truly live it. Get ready for raw, honest conversations with entrepreneurs making thousands per month selling their own digital products and people just like you who ditch self-doubt to create the life they've always wanted. If you're ready to make more money, have more impact, and still have time for the things that matter most, you're in the right place. Grab your sneakers, head out on your hot girl walk, and let's dive in. Never in a million years did I think that I would be recording a podcast to essentially publicly display the mistakes I've made front and center. Well, the mistakes I made around launching specifically, because we don't have enough time to go over all the mistakes I've made in business in one podcast episode, but I do think it's important to be open and transparent with you because nobody is perfect and mistakes are literally the reason I am where I'm at today. Now, before we get into my mistakes around my first digital product launch, I just want to clarify that I don't regret any of these mistakes because I learned so much more from these mistakes than I would have by sitting around overthinking everything, right? Which is kind of what I've always done previously before I started this personal brand. I swear I was the most indecisive person ever when it came to business. And I remember consciously thinking about that when I started this business. And I remember I just decided that I wasn't going to be like that for this business. I was going to be decisive and take some gosh darn ownership about my business decisions, even if they ended up not being the right decisions. And now I swear I collect mistakes like they are candy, right? I try everything and I never really feel like I'm making mistakes because I just learn from everything that I do, right? Like every choice I make, every risk, it's all a way for me to learn something new and test one thing over another to see what works best for me, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm not here to build an online business like everyone else's, right? Now, for some context on this launch, it was August of 2022, and it was the first digital product I had ever launched for this personal brand and fully on my own, right? It was, it was $35 when I launched it. Then it went up to $47 after that, I believe. And in the first month of selling it, I made $10,607 in revenue, which to this day, it still blows my mind that something like that is even possible for someone like me or you. And now it's almost 2 years later. What are we in? April of 2024. I've had launches that have ranged from 50K months from the launch to 200K months from the launch. So I know how to launch digital products well at this point, but I want to talk about some of the mistakes that I made the first go around when I launched my first digital product for this brand. Mistake number one was not having a launch plan or strategy, right? When I first launched that digital product, I was literally just making up everything as I went. I didn't know what emails to send. I didn't know what to post on social media. I literally had no idea how to launch. I just put it all out into the world and tried everything, right? Like there was no strategy. There was no, okay, this is what I'm going to do on this day. I woke up each day and thought, okay, how the heck am I going to sell more of this digital product today? Like, what do I need to do? And just try different things. And looking back now, I really wish I would have like kind of planned something out and just kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do. But again, I learned so much during that mistake and during that kind of everything was just throwing spaghetti at the wall. I learned so much from that. So yes, it was a mistake not having a strategy or a plan, but I learned a lot from it. Mistake number two is that I didn't have any upsells or one-time offers with my first digital product, right? I launched one product and that was it. And I wish that I would have had some sort of upsell to accompany it or one-time offer that was, you know, additional content for them, right? So that I could give them more. But honestly, when I first launched, I didn't even know what an upsell was probably. But now when I launch any product, I always have some sort of upsell or one-time offer to accompany the new product. And it brings in a lot of extra or additional revenue for your launch without really having to put much more work in. Mistake number three was I put everything into my first digital product, which, if you're new here, my first digital product for this brand was a UGC starter kit. And I made it more of an encyclopedia style ebook or PDF, whatever you want to call it, instead of focusing on like one specific problem to solve for them. So I kind of made creating a future offer suite of other products really hard for me because I included everything in this first digital product. And it was a lot of information and it was just a lot thrown at them. And while I still got great results from my students, I got tons of good testimonials. People were loving it, but I wish that I had been more strategic about what I put in the first product so that I had more room down the line to kind of grow out my product suite. Mistake number four was thinking that I had to launch how everyone else did it in order to be successful, right? I have seen people launch. I have seen all the big names launch products. I saw all the work that was going into it and all the different strategies. And truly, when I first launched, I felt like I had to do everything. I felt like, you know, if I wanted to have a big launch or a big first month, I had to do what everybody else was doing, like the webinars, the free events, and all these things that I had no idea how to do those. And I was nervous launching my first month. Like I didn't want to do anything live. And so I felt a lot of guilt in that first launch, thinking like, well, I didn't do enough. And honestly, I'm so glad I don't think like that anymore because I don't want to launch how everybody else launches. Like I want to launch how I want to launch, what I have capacity for, and kind of letting go of that thought process of, well, if everyone else is doing it, then I need to do it. No, that's absolutely not true. You need to find ways to do things that work specifically for you. Mistake number five was not doing any collaborations before my launch to get more eyes on my business. Essentially with collaborations, if you know someone that is in an industry that's maybe not the same as yours, but like something similar that would work well together, with these collaborations, you're getting yourself, your brand, and essentially your digital product in front of another audience. And you immediately usually get the trust of that audience because the person you are collaborating with has already earned their trust. And then they are talking, you know, about someone new, you, right? They're going to be talking about you and introducing you to their audience. Some examples of this would be getting on people's podcasts. Like I got on no podcast episodes as a guest before I launched my first digital product. And I really should have. I should have put myself out there more. And eventually I got on, I think, three or four. And they brought so many new eyes to my page. And I wish I had done that before I launched so that all these new people would be there before I launched my first product. Now, I know I said it was going to only be five mistakes, but you know me, I'm going to do a bonus mistake. And this was not offering some sort of challenge or live aspect the first time I launched to get feedback and results from the students quicker, which essentially turns into better customer reviews for me, right? And in my first digital product, I didn't have anything live. I didn't have any way of connecting with them after and getting those reviews and supporting them a little bit more. And now, pretty much every time that I launch something new, there's some sort of live aspect. There's some sort of way for me to stay in touch with them or to see their progress or to be able to help them do something quickly, right? So sometimes there's a challenge, sometimes there's a live Q&A, right? But always adding some sort of element into your digital product that allows you to work with them a little bit more or support them a little bit more so they can get results quicker, right? And essentially you are going to get better reviews, which reviews sell products. You guys, if you can get good and transformational reviews from people, they will help sell your digital product so much quicker. So I wish that I had kind of done that from the start and just always found a way to be a little bit more involved so I could help them get better results. Okay, now that I've aired my dirty laundry for everyone to see and hear, let's go over a few things that I did right when I first launched that digital product. So one of the things that I kind of accidentally did, but now looking back, I realized that it really helped me a lot, was priming my audience that this product was coming, right? Like the second I started working on this UGC starter kit, I started talking about it to my audience. I started asking them questions about what they wanted inside of it, about what they were struggling with, right? I spent, I want to say a good almost 2 months kind of just talking about this product that was coming, talking about something that was coming that was going to help them and that was going to solve their problems. And essentially, I was priming my audience so that when they were ready to buy, they were excited. They were primed. They were ready. They knew this was coming. I think on my first launch day for this product, I made 967, I want to say. Don't quote me on that. I wrote it down and then I forgot to bring it into my podcast closet. But I think it was just under $1,000 on my first day. And it's because my audience was primed. They knew it was coming. My ride or dies were ready with their wallets out, credit card out, ready to buy it like the second it launched. And again, like I said, I didn't even realize I was doing that. I just decided like, hey, I'm going to take them along for this journey. I want to get feedback from them. I want to know exactly what they want in this resource. And now I know it's called priming. Okay, something else I did really well in my first digital product launch was market research. And again, I wanted to create something that people needed, but I also wanted to kind of fill a void in the niche that I was in that other resources had, right? And at the time, the only resources to become a UGC creator were online courses, and they were $300 or $400, and they looked amazing. Like they had so much going on inside them, but I knew that so much of my audience was like young creators or young moms who didn't have $300 or $400 to spend. So that's why I decided to create mine. Like, okay, it's a lower ticket thing. It's something that most people can, you know, most people can try really hard and pull $35 or $47 together to buy a resource. Whereas a lot of people couldn't afford $400, $500. So I did that market research to see like, okay, this is where there's a gap in the market and this is the product that I am going to create. And that helped me differentiate myself in the market very early on. Last but not least, I did it. And that's a win in itself because that's literally how you build confidence, right? By doing the darn thing, regardless of the outcome. I did it. I launched something into the world and that feeling of starting something new and kind of just giving it my all still sits with me today. Like nobody can take that confidence from me. And once you start doing the darn thing, nobody will be able to take that away from you, right? And even if your first launch fails or it doesn't go the way you had planned, your next launch will benefit from that, right? You'll launch again coming from a place of experience instead of what the heck am I doing, right? Now, before we wrap this episode in a pretty little bow, I want to say that I know launching can feel scary and overwhelming, especially when it's your first time, which is why I spent so many months creating Rich Girl Launch. I know a lot of you have been waiting for it, and I didn't want to rush this product because launching is, you know, so unique to each person, right? And Rich Girl Launch is a very unique launch training with templates for basically everything you need to launch your digital product. And my favorite part about it is that it teaches you how to launch your way, right? It's not this generic launch plan. It literally teaches you how to successfully launch in a way that you have capacity for. Because at the end of the day, I know people love to say that everyone has the same 24 hours in the day. And to me, that's just not true, right? Like a single 22-year-old girl who has no kids doesn't have the same amount of time or hours in the day as a 33-year-old single mom of three, right? I mean, we all have different circumstances and we need to launch and build businesses that reflect that. And that's literally what I teach in all of my resources, honestly, is that you have to find ways to do things that work for you. So if you are someone that needs help launching your first digital product, or maybe you've already launched your first one and now you are launching your next digital product, but you don't feel confident in your launch plan or strategy, definitely check out Rich Girl Launch. I went ahead and linked it below in the show notes for you as well. You guys, the templates alone in this resource are going to make your life so much easier when it comes time to launch. I'm talking the exact emails, reels, stories, all of that is plug and play and ready for you to use during your next launch. And the best part about this resource is that you can use it over and over again every single time you launch something new. Okay, y'all, this was amazing. Time to go do some laundry, feed my kids some lunch, and get my hot mom walking. Until next time. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you learned anything from this episode, I would love it if you could share it over on your Instagram stories and tag me at Abigail Pugh. Until next time, love you, mean it.